The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Lerfuas Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen. Daf Chaf. Today's Gemara is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Tet Amud Bet, and we are going to begin 5 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara quotes from a Braita that we learned on the previous daf. V'yotze ba mishum simcha, ve'eno yotze ba mishum hagiga. The Gemara says that if a person brings a korban todah on the regalim, so that korban todah, which is a mandatory korban, he obviously either had to bring it or donated it. So the Gemara said over there that that can also simultaneously fulfill his obligation for Qurban Hagiga, that he also has to bring on the holiday. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. It says, V'yotze ba mishum simcha. You can be yotze mishum simcha. That is shalme simcha. Ve'enu yotze ba mishum hagiga. What's the difference between simcha and hagiga? Hagiga is mandatory. So it's obvious that a korban todah, which is mandatory, cannot be used for another mandatory item like a korban hagiga. However, shalme simcha are not mandatory in the sense that you have to bring it. All the Torah wants you to do is eat meat on the holidays. Samachta b'hagecha. En simcha ela b'basar. Amuta b'basar, basar korbanot. Now if you happen to have other basar, from other items, from other korbanot that you brought, so you can use that basar. So the korban todah can be used for your shalmei simcha. So to that the Gemara says, Peshita, it's obvious, davar shebechobahu, v'chol davar shebechobah, eno ba ela menaholin. How could you even attempt to think that you could use your korban todah for a shalmei hagiga? That's a davar shebechobah. And we know that one obligation cannot fully be used for another obligation. To that the Gemara says, Lo tzericha tafalgav de parish. The case is where he specified at the time that he was going to bring the todah, and he said, I'm bringing the todah on the condition that I could use it for my korban hagiga. Kedeba'a mine Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ben Rabbi Yohanan. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish es Rabbi Yohanan. Ha'omer hare alai todah. Guy says, I am going to bring, it's on me to bring it to, that's a neder, ve'etze ba yedeh hagiga, and with it I want to fulfill my hagiga. Or he says, hareni nazir, he makes a vow, I want to become a nazir. However, ve'egaleyach ma'ot ma'aser sheni, after the nazirut process is over, he has to bring korbanot. He's obligated to bring those korbanot. So he says, and those obligatory korbanot, I'm going to bring from monies of ma'aser sheni. So both cases have a similarity. He's saying he wants to bring a mandatory korban, let's say the todah or the nazir, let's say. And then he says, I want to use for that mandatory korban, use another obligation. I want to use for my korban todah, I want to eat it as shalmei hagiga, I want to use it. That's one obligation for another obligation. I want to use my korbanot for the nazir, I want to spend it from maaser sheni money. So what's the rule? So that was the question that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked Rabbi Yohanan. What's the deen in that case? Amale, he told them, Nedor ve'eno yotze. It's a neder, but he's not yotze, which means we take what he said first. His first words were, Hare alai toda. Those words stand. It's a neder, he made a vow. You can't undo that. And that what he said at the end, on the condition that I could use it for my Shamei Hagigah, that we pay no attention to. That already is not valid. And therefore the same thing with the Ned, with the Nazir. Nazir ve'eno megaleach, which means yes, he is indeed a Nazir, but he cannot bring his Kurbanot from the mandatory Maaser Sheni money. So therefore, once a person makes a neder, as Rashi says, Nazir ve'eno megaleach, the third line, Mima'ot ma'aser ela minachulin. The kevan de amal hare alai. Once a person says the words hare alai, it's a vow. Nitchayev, you're obligated. De amira legavoa, verbally committing something to Kadosh Baruch Hu, kemisira lehediot, is tantamount as giving something over to a commoner, which means by making a vow becomes like an action. So therefore, v'chihadar amar almenat lav miltahi. When he comes along and says on condition, you can't make a condition like that. You made a vow, you're bringing a todah. A todah has got to come from, the todah is going to be used as a korban todah. You can't go stipulating now on a neder that you made. When you said, hare alai nazir, finished, you're a nazir, it's over. You cannot now stipulate that I'm going to bring the korbanot to Maaseh Shanim. That already condition falls to the side. So therefore, that's the chidush in our Gemara. Our Gemara's case was what? Where a person said, Hareni, I'm going to bring a korban todah, al menat, that the todah will be used as well as a korban hagigah. So we would have thought that, listen, Rabbi Shimon had a question on this. Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Yohanan a similar question. Is it good? Is it not good? Kamash malan de braita, it is not good, meaning the Torah is brought, but not brought as a hagigah. Comes the Gemara and gives another example. Hahu gabra. There was a certain fellow. He actually was a shechiv mera. He was on his deathbed. The Amar Lihu, he told the people around him, Havu le arba me'azuze lefloni, give this fellow over here 400 zuz, money, vilinsiv barti, and he should marry my daughter. So the Gemara says, Amar papa, arba me'ashakir, the 400 he takes. That, because the law is that a shechiv mera, somebody that's on his deathbed, his word is final, because he's going to die. So therefore, whatever he says, you must fulfill. And therefore, the Gemara says, the 400 you have to give the guy. However, ubarte, regarding his daughter, iba'e nasib, iba'e lo nasib. If he wants to marry her, he can. If not, not. That's not mandatory, which means his neder, or his word was what? Give this person 400 zuz. Then he tacked on and marry my daughter. That's already considered a condition on a vow that he made. And therefore, once already he's committed to give the 400, you have to give the 400. And the fellow, it's up to him if he wants to marry or not. So the Gemara says, why is that so? Ta'amad de'amad havule vilinsiv. The reason is because first he said, give, and then marry. Once he said give already, you have to give under no conditions, which means regardless. However, aval iyama linsiv vehavule, that if he would have reversed it, and he would have said, listen, marry her, and then give him the 400, so then already you see, he has to marry to give us. Inasiv shakir. If he marries, then we'll give him the 400. The lo nasiv, lo shakir. But if he doesn't marry, he will not take. So it seems from this Gemara, it's working with the principle that you take the first the first thing that came out of his mouth. So when he says, give him the 400, finish. You said, give the 400. You cannot make a condition on that. That's to give him the 400, you want him to have it. Then you add it on, and to let him marry my daughter. Now that's like adding on to a vow. Once already you say it, it's like it's given over. However, if he says, no, he has to marry my daughter, and then give him the 400, so then of course he wants him to marry the daughter, and then he cannot, the fellow cannot get the 400 unless he indeed marries. Comes the Gemara and continues. Yativ Moremor v'kama lehay shmata mishemed denafshe. Moremor was sitting, and he said the above halakha that we just learned. Hare alai toda al menat she'etze b'yidei hagiga. This question that we were just discussing, bringing a korban to Adah on condition that I could bring it as a hagigah, and he said it on his own, meaning he had no source for it. He just came up to the halakha himself that you can't do such a thing. That the todah is a todah, but it's not going to work as a hagigah. Amar li Ravina le moremor. So Ravina tells moremor, atun hachi matnitu la. Says you learn it on your own. And you didn't need anybody's statements to teach you this halakha. You came to it on your own. Anan at the Bahaminir Shlakish Rabbi Hanan Matminana. But we came across it from the question that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked of Yohanan. Right? From the case that we learned above, that Rabbi Shimon asked the case of using the money for the Qurban ibn Nazir. Can you use it from Maaser Sheni? Or can you use Todah for a Hagigah? So we deduced the halakha from that question and answer of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to Yohanan. You learned it by yourself. Now we go to a new point. Tani Tana Kameh Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Abba. The braita was said in front of Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Abba. What does the pasuk say? Vayakrev et ha'ola. They brought, or he brought the ola. Vayaseha kamishpat, and he did it according to the law. What is it referring to? So that she tells us this is referring to the eighth day of the Miluim. When they inaugurated the Mishkan, it was a 7-day preparation before they opened up the Mishkan. And then on the eighth day, Vayhi Bayom HaShemini, that's the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the Mishkan was actually opened up, for business, so to speak. And Aharon brought korbanot on that day. And one of the korbanot that says he brought was a korban ola. The pasuk says, vayakrev et ha'ola. And Aharon brought the ola, vayaseha kam mishpat. And he brought the ola according to its law. So the Gemara says, what's the law? What is its law? Kemishpat olat nedaba. Like the law of olat nedaba. Now, the Torah tells us the laws of korbanot and Sefer Vayikra. When it's teaching us the laws, for example, of korban ola, it gives us the scenario of a person who donates a korban ola. Not a case where a person is mandated to bring a korban ola, but it's a case of olat nedava. So what the pasuk means to say over here, vayaseha, he brought this mandatory ola, kam mishpat, like the law that the Torah talks about by an olat nedava. Whatever the laws of olat nedava applies to an olat hayuv. That's what the Gemara is saying. Lamed, which teaches us, al olat hova shete'una simicha. From here we learn that an olat hova needs simicha. Needs, before you bring it, you have to press your hands on the animal. Now, let's read Rashi. Vayaseha kamishpat. Right, let's see Rashi. Vayaseha kamishpat. Ma mishpat ta'amur be'olat choba. The law that's written by olat choba, al korhach kamishpat ha'mifuraj be'olat nedava. Bevayikra ka'amar. Shekol mishpete ola ushlamim sham ne'emar. All the laws of ola and shlamim are written in Vayikra. Ubeshel nedava dibera katuf. The pasuk only discusses there nedava. voluntary korban or diktiv, adam ki yakriv mikem, which means person when he brings, not that he has to bring, when he brings. Mashma likshirtze yakriv uchtiv adam v'samach yado. And one of the things it says when you bring that voluntary korban ola v'samach yado ve'ata hay kamishpat. So you know what this kamishpat teaches you? Because this kamishpat is written by Olat Chova, by Aharon's inaugural sacrifice. So again, it says Vayakrev et ha'ola. Aharon brought his mandatory ola ve'yaseh kamishpat. He did it like the law of the Olat Nedava. So from here we learn that just like Olat Nedava needs semicha, so too now Olat Chova needs Simicha. I mean, that's the source from this Belaita. So somebody would ask you from this Belaita, what's the source that Olat Chova needs Simicha? Say, Vayahaseha Kamishpat. Kamishpat Olat Nedava. He brought like the law of Olat Nedava. To that, the Gemara says, who's the author of this statement over here? Amale, the Amalecha Mani. Who's the author of this Belaita? Bet Shamayhi. Gemara says, it must be going according to the opinion of Bet Shammai. Why? De lo gamre shalme choba mishalbe nedaba. Because Bet Shammai himself, he said, if you remember in the Mishnah previously, that we do bring korban shalamim on Yom Tov. There's a mandatory korban shalamim you have to bring on Yom Tov. It's called shalme hagiga. But if you remember, Bet Shammai said, we do not make simicha on that korban. So clearly, Bet Shammai does not learn the law of Shalme Choba from the law of Shalme Nedava. Because again, in the book of Vayikra, it tells us the laws of Shalme Nedava. And it says by Shalme Nedava, you have to make Simicha. Well, obviously Bet Shammai doesn't make that parallel. Because he says, bring the Korban Hagigah on the Yom Tov, but don't make Simicha. So obviously there's no limud from Shalmei Choba to Shalmei Nedaba. So too, similarly, there would be no limud from Olat Choba to Olat Nedaba. That's why you need the Pasuk Vayaaseh Kamishpat to tell me there is a connection. That indeed the Olat Choba is like the law of Olat Nedaba. Because on our own, we would not make that connection. Hada'ayah that we don't make that connection. Because on Yom Tov, Bet Shammai says you bring a Shalme Hagiga, but you don't make Simicha. Now that Shalme Hagiga is Shalme Chova. And still we don't make Simicha. That means we're not learning Shalme Chova from Shalme Nedava. Similarly, we would not learn Olat Chova to Olat Nedava. That's why you have a Pasuk and comes and says, no, Vayaseh Kamishpat. That you have to do it like the law, meaning the Olat Chova is indeed like the Olat. So the Gemara wants to say at this point, the author of this Beraita must be following the opinion of Bet Shammai. So the Gemara says, "De'amar lecha mani Bet Shammai, de'lo gemili shalme choba meshalbe nedaba." Dei betelel, bar koin te betelel, kevan de gemiri shalme choba mishalme nedaba, olat choba namelo tevrekera, de gemiri me olat nedaba. Which means, according to betelel, he says, you bring shalme hagiga on Yom Tov, and you also make simicha. As you know that? Must be because he learned shalme choba from shalme nedaba. So the Gemara says, just like he learns shalme choba from shalme nedaba, he'll learn olat Choba from Olat Nedaba, and if you don't need a pasuk to come and tell me kamishpat that you bring the Olat Choba like the law of Olat Nedaba, we know that already. So therefore, the Braita must be going like Bet Shammai and not Bet Hillel. The Gemara's proof. Gemara's umimai de Bet Hillel shalme choma b'shalme nedaba gamri. Who told you that Bet Hillel learns Shalme Choba from Shalme Nedaba? Who told you that? Dilma me'olat Chova gamre, be'olat Choba gufa ba'yakira. Gemara says like this: you're assuming that Bet Hillel's source, when you bring a Shalmei Hagigah and Yom Tov, that you need Semicha. He said, oh, he must learn Shalmei Choba from Shalmei Nedaba. Who told you? Maybe he learns Choba from Choba. Maybe he learns the Chayuv of Shalmei Choba on Yom Tov from the Chayuv of Olat Choba. And what's the source of Olat Choba? Kamishpat. Which means, from you see from the word Kamishpat, that what? That Olat Choba needs Semicha, right? Just like we said, the Torah only talks about Olat Nedava. The fact that it says that Aharon brought that Korban Kamishpat, so I see what? That now Olat Choba needs Semicha. Oh, once I know Olat Choba needs Semicha, that's how I know Shalmei Choba needs Semicha. So I could say the Baraita could be going like Bet Hillel. So the Gemara says, well, wait, let's analyze. Maishena Mishalme Nedaba Delo Gemidi. Well, Bet Hillel, you tell me that you're going to learn from Shalmei Choba, I'm going to learn Olat, from Olat Choba. Or why didn't you learn from Shalmei Nedaba? So the Gemara says, Sheken Mitsuin. Well, because Shalmei Choba, I'm sorry, Shalmei Nedava has a property that they are mitsuin. They are prevalent. It is common. And therefore, we have a rule that whenever we're trying to learn one item from another, so if we can find, or if there's a difference between what we're trying to learn, so we say, well, maybe that difference is causing the halakha. And therefore, you cannot compare the two. And therefore, I can argue and say, you know what? You know why Bet Hillel doesn't learn Shalmei Choba from Shalmei Nedava? Because maybe Shalmei Nedava, you know why it needs Semicha? Because it's a very common Korban. People can bring Shalmei Nedava every single day. So maybe the commonality of it, the fact that it's so Matsui, that's why you have to bring you do Semicha. That's why he did not learn Choba from Nedava. So he says the same thing. Me'olat Choba namelo gemiri. Maybe you can't learn it from Olat Choba either. Why? Sheken Kalil. Because Olat Choba also has a stringency. What's the Olat Choba stringency? Olat Choba, when Olah goes all up to Gavoa, right? The Korban Olah by nature is Kalil. It all goes up to Hashem. And therefore, just like you couldn't learn from the Shalmei Nedava, who says you can learn from Olat Choba? Both have properties that are exclusive to themselves. Again, the Gemara's questioning is, Bet Hillel, you say that on Yom Tov you bring Shalmei Choba with Semicha. Good. Where do you know that from? So the Gemara wants to say, well, they know, well, just like Olat Choba, you do Semicha, because I got my Pasuk, Vayekrev Otam Kamishpat, so too, Shalmei Choba, I bring with Semicha. To that, the Gemara says, hold it. For the same reason he didn't want to learn Shalmei Choba from what the Torah talks about, Shalmei Nedava. Now, Shalmei Nedava is different. Why is Shalmei Nedava different? Sheken Matsui. It's very prevalent. Maybe that's why he has Semicha. So then how could you learn from Olat Choba? Olat Choba also has a specialty to it. What is that? Kalil. Therefore, you can't learn. Just like you didn't learn from Olat Medava, or Shalmei Nedava, you should not be able to learn from Olat. This is in even Bet Hillel. You Bet Hillel, you tell me you learned from Olat. Well, why do you learn from Olat? Maybe you learn from, for the same reason that you don't want to learn from Shalmei Nedava, because it has a stringency, Sheken Matsui, how could you learn from Ola? So to that the Gemara says, you're right. Atya Mibenaya. Really? It's a combination of the two. Which means whenever you have a limud like this, where you're trying to learn one from the other, and it doesn't work because each item has a stringency, so then what the Gemara does usually, it brings them both together, and you learn from both of them. In this case, how would it work? So that she tells us how it works. Look at that she. Mibinaya. First wide line. Le'olam matnitin detani Tana devra kol hi va'afilu lebetelel ba'yekira. Really conclusive. The Braita that quotes a pasuk va'yakrev otam kabishpat is going according to the opinion of Bet Hillel as well. That what? That the source for Bet Hillel, that Olat Choma needs Simicha, is from the Pasuk, Vayakrev, Ota, Kamishpat. Kamishpat like the law. But which law? So he says, Umeachad de Kaimalan, Simicha be Olat Choma, Mehaikera. Once we know from this Pasuk that he needs Simicha by Olat Choma, Atudu Shalme Choma, Mitarvayu. So now I could learn Shalme Choma. Now I want to go back to the Shelamim. Right? For Yom Tov. Shalme Choma Mitarvayu. Mishalme Nedaba or Mo'olat Choma. I'll learn the Yom Tov Korban that needs Simicha from a combination. I'll learn it from what the Torah clearly says by Shalme Nedaba. And the Torah now also says by Olat Choma. Now once I'm learning from a combination, I could start going back and forth and saying, hold it. Olat Choma has a stringency to it. It's Kalil. Maybe that's why. Well, Shalmei Nedava doesn't have that, and still it has Simicha. Yeah, but Shalmei Nedava has commonality. It's Matsui. Well, Olat Choma does not have the commonality to it. And therefore, I say, obviously, the stringencies are not bringing the result, because this has what this doesn't have, and this has what this doesn't have, and still the law is the same. So what do they have in common? Bottom line, I got to look what they have in common, because it's not what they don't have, not in common, that's bringing the halakha. They have in common, they're both korbanot, you have to bring a nisuch hayayin with them, you have to bring them on the mizbeach, and they need simicha. So I'll bring shalme simcha of chova, which means yom tov, and say also it needs simicha as well. So that's binaya. I learned it from a combination. So let's just quickly review what happened in this Gemara. To review, you just have to know what the Torah talks about. The explicit things in the Torah's nedavas. Shalmei nedava, olat nedava. Those laws are clear. You got to make simicha on those animals. Those are our givens. Those are our knowns. Our unknowns are the chovas, olat chova and shalme chova. That's our unknowns. So the Gemara says we have a braita. The braita said we got a pasuk. Pasuk says when Aharon brought his olat chova on the eighth day of the Miluim, vayakrev oto kamishpat, like the law. What is it like the law? So we're assuming. Like the law of what? Like the law of Nidaba. This is a Choba. Just like the Nidaba, the Torah says you make a Simicha, so to the Choba you're going to bring a Simicha. So it's a beautiful. Who's the author of such an opinion? Who's the author of such a Braita? We say, well, that's kind of be going like Bet Shammai. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we know Bet Shammai doesn't make a parallel between Choba and Reshut. Hara'aya, because on Yom Tov, he says you bring a Choba, but you don't make Simicha. So obviously he's not comparing Choba to Reshut, to Nedava. So just like he doesn't compare Shalmei Choba to Shalmei Nedava, he must not compare Olat Choba to Olat Nedava. That's why you need a special pasuk to come and say Vayikrev Otav Kamishpat. That no, the Olah follows the Mishpat of Nedava. Beautiful. The Gemara, who told you? Maybe it's going like Bet Hillel, because maybe Bet Hillel says yes on the holiday you bring your Shalmei Choba and you make Simicha. And I'll tell you now, you know that you bring the Simicha and the Shalmei Choba. I know it from Olat Choba. Choba to Choba. And what's my source for Choba? Vayakrev otam. Vayaseh kemishpat. And therefore, I need the pasuk for Bet Hillel as well. So that the Gemara says, hold it, but how, why don't you want to learn from Choba to Nedaba? She said, oh, Nedaba's got a special thing. And Nedaba's Matsui. So how could you learn from Olat Choba? Choba also has a specialty. Choba's got Kalil. Right. So the Gemara says, you're right. Atyam Benaya. He's learning it from a combination. Which means like this. My source for Nedabas are written. Shalmei Nedabas, explicit. Olat Medaba explicit. Those I don't know. Those are my givens. How do I know Olat Hoba needs Semicha? Vayaaseha Kamishpat. That he brought this Olah like the law of the Mishpat, like the Olat Hoba, like the what the Torah says, and therefore I learn Hoba from Hoba. Now, how do I know that? So comes the Gemara and says like this, according to Betelel. I'm going to learn from Vayaaseha Kamishpat, that's written by the Olat Hoba of Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluim. So therefore, I'm going to say like this: Vayaaseha Kamishpat. Now, how do I know Shalme Hoba? That's the only thing I'm left over with. How do I know Shalme Hoba? Shalme Hoba, I learned from a combination. From a combination of Olat Hoba and Shalme Nedaba. How will I learn that combination from? I'll say, well, Olat Nedaba has got Kalil. I'm sorry, Olat Hoba has got Kalil. The other one's got Shalme Nedaba has got Matsui. Well, this doesn't have what this doesn't have, this doesn't have what that doesn't have. Lord Izek and Izek, Lord Izek, Izek. What's the common denominator between them? They're both Korbanot and they're both Hayav. Simicha, Afani Avi. So I'll bring what Shalme Hoba of Yom Tov that has to also have Simicha. So that's the way Betelel is going to bring. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'savri Bet Shamay Shalme Hoba do Ba'ay Simicha. You want to tell me that Bet Shammai holds that Shalmei Choba don't need Semicha? I mean, you're going to bring a Korban on the holiday without giving Semicha to it? That Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lo Nechleku Bet Shammai Bet Hillel Ala Semicha Atzma Shesarich. Bet Shammai Bet Hillel do not argue whether you need Semicha. For sure you need Semicha. Al Ma Nechleku, I'll take if the Semicha Shechita. They only argued, does the Semicha have to be immediately right before the Shechita? Bet Shammai says, no, it doesn't have to be immediately. Therefore, Bet Shammai would tell you, make Simicha, but you know when? Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, we found an opinion over here that clearly says that Simicha you have to do, even according to Bet Shammai. Only thing is, you don't have to do it immediately before the Shechita. So the Gemara is questioning according to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzhak that we just quoted above over here, right? The Tani Tanei Kamad Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Abba. He was mashma, he's learning what? Ah, Bet Shammai says no simicha at all. What are you talking about, no simicha at all? We see here that he needs a simicha, he just doesn't need it to be tekef. The Gemara says, who da amar ki hai tana? What do you want from Rabbi Yitzhak? He found the tana to go like him. Why, the tanya, amar bi yosef bi yuda, lo nechleku Bet Shammai bet Hillel al tekef the simicha shechita shesarich. That's not the machloket on tekef the simicha shechita. Al ma nechleku, what's the machloket? Ala simicha atzma. The machloket is on simicha itself. Shebet Shammai omrim eno sarich at all. Bet Hillel omrim sarich. Therefore, the Gemara says it's actually machloket. What the machloket is? The machloket. What Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are arguing about? One opinion says it's a straight out machloket. Do you need simicha? You don't need simicha. Bet Shammai says there's no simicha on these korbanot. And the finish, you don't have to bring simicha. Not on the holiday, not before the holiday. Quote the other reply to no. Everybody says you got to make simicha on the animal. That's not the she'ela. The question is when. But Shammai says you can even do it before because you don't need this inyan of tekif. And Bet Hillel says no, it's got to be done immediately. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tanu the banana. Gemara brings a few stories. Tanu the banana. We have a brighter. Maase Hillel HaZaken, story of Hillel HaZaken, Shehevi Olato L'Azara. This is Yom Tov. He brought his Olah to the Azara following his opinion. Again, Bet Hillel held you can bring Olah, meaning a mandatory Olah of that day, Olat Re'iyah, on Yom Tov. L'smoch Aleha B'Yom Tov. And also he was going to make Simicha as well. Because again, Bet Hillel and Shittato, he can make Simicha on the holiday. Havru alav talmidei Shammai HaZaken. The students of Shammai, they ganged up against him. Amru lo mativas shel behemah hazu. They told him, hey, what's the status of this korban? Which means they were saying, listen, if this is a male korban over here, I mean, obviously you're bringing it for an Ola, because a male, an Ola has got to be from a male. So hey, what's the status of this Korban over here? What are you doing exactly over here? So Amar lehem nekevahi uzvhesh shlamim hevetiha. But Hillel himself in anava, in humility, did not want to get into a debate with the students of Shammai, so he changed from the truth for the sake of peace. And he told them, listen, it's a female animal, I'm bringing it for a Korban Shilamim. You agree you can bring the Shilamim on the, you know, on the holiday. No problem over here. Kishkash lahim biznaba. He shook the tail of the animal, so to speak, to indicate to it, to give them the impression as if it was indeed a female. Seems by doing that, it would give them the impression that it was a female animal. Leave him alone. Velchu lahim. That's it, they walked away. Ve'otu hayom gavra yadam shel Bet Shammai al Bet Hillel. That day, the majority or the power was on Bet Shammai's side. U'bikshu likbawa halakha kimotam. And that's it. They said, you know what? Once and for all, we're going to establish the halakha like us. You can't bring an Ola on Yom Tov. Finished. We're going to establish it. And that's going to be the halakha. So what happened? There was an elderly, Tamid Hacham, from the side of Shammai, Ubaba ben Buta Shemo. Baba ben Buta was his name. Shaya Yodaya Shalakha Kebet Hillel. He knew really that the halakha follows Bet Hillel in this. Veshalach vehevi kol son Kedar Shemirushalayim. He went to a place called Kedar. Over there they had the choicest animals. And he brought, and Gemara says all of them, I guess it's exaggeration, but he brought all the animals from Kedar, and he brought them to Yerushalayim, and he put them in the courtyard. Tosfot says he didn't put them in the courtyard, because you can't put these animals in the courtyard. Courtyard's Kodesh, it's Cholin, these animals. But he brought them on Har HaBayit. He brought them to the Temple Mount, and what did he say? V'amar, kol mi sherose lismoch, yabo v'yismoch. Anybody that wants to come and make simicha on these animals, let them come and make simicha, which means he was trying to establish the halakha like Bet Hillel. Hey, you can bring these animals, simicha is permissible, no problem. Ve'oto hayom gavra yadan shel Bet Hillel ve'kavu halakha kimotan. That day, the tides turned. Bet Hillel got the power, and they established on that day, ve'lo haya shem adam shir'ir b'davar kilum. And nobody was able to second guess and question the halakha at all. So Hillel, in its tzidkut, he was coming to bring a korban ola, and he was going to make simicha. Well, they didn't know that he was making simicha, that they couldn't get him on. But they say, hey, what type of animal is that over there? So, oh, no, it's a female. I'm just going to bring it for a shilamim. And he wagged the tail a little of it. Yeah, don't worry about it. And he did that for anava. He can argue with them. I'm not going to argue with them. The students of Shammai. So when Baba Babuta saw this, he says, these guys think they're going to overpower the halakha today. When he brought hundreds of animals to Har HaBayit, he says, Rabotai, whoever today wants to bring a korban with simicha, let them come. And that gave power to the side of Bet Hillel, and they were established, and nobody was able to say anything on that day. And Gemara gives another story. Shuv ma'aseh b'talmid ehad mit'talmid b'talmidei Bet Hillel. This was a story with the students of Bet Hillel. Shevi olato l'azara l'smoch alav. Here he wrote his korban ola, and he was intending to make simicha. Mitzao talmid ehad mitalmidei Bet Shammai. So one of the students of Bet Shammai was there, saw him. Amar lo, mazu simicha. Told him very shortly, what is this simicha that you're going to do? As if to tell him, what are you doing? You're going against Bet Shammai? You're going against our rabbi? We don't make simicha on Yom Tov. So the student very shortly answered him, Amar lo, mazu shetika. He told him, what does it mean to be quiet? Shetako bin zifa. And by that, he silenced him very, very strongly, which means that he ended the argument with that. Vehalachlo. And he walked away. Finished, which means the whole argument was, he asked him a question, he asked him back a question. He told him, mazu simicha, what are you doing over here? This simicha. What does it mean to keep quiet? And by that, the argument was over. Amar Abaye, so Abaye learns a lesson from this. Hilkach, Hayt Surba Mirabbanan, De'amar Lehavre Milta. A young rabbi, when his colleague tells him something that he obviously disagrees with, Lo Lehadir Le Milta Tefe, Mimai De'amar Lehavre. Which means don't answer back more than you were told. Why? The iu amar le mazu simicha vegamada le mazu shetika, which means he didn't get involved in the debate. He just answered back according to the way he was asked. From here you learn that when somebody comes and the strategy, an argument, they come along and they attack you, don't answer back any more words than you were given. Like this young student over here did, told them mazu shetika. So the Tosfot in Hagigah, he says over here, I'm just quoting from the Tosfot, Hu adin de matzil memar mazu ola. I mean, the student could have told this fellow mazu ola, which means the same way he told him mazu simicha, b'chemai hod, you can't bring ola either. So what did he pick him on the simicha for? He could have picked him on the ola as well. Shehem omrim shelo lavi, ela lo hevin shaya ola. That, he didn't know it was a korban ola. Aval a simicha, he saw him doing simicha. So that already he knew for sure. That's why he got him on the simicha. Now when it came to Hillel, they didn't get him on the simicha. They told him, hey, what type of korban is this over here? So the Tosfos says, the shema l'ru'a simicha. Could be first of all, they didn't see the simicha that Hillel did. The odd, shimme lo ayu mohin ela le talmidav shayu cholkin. Aval Hillel halakim rabbam, the embi adam lemchot. Which means, could be it's different. This student over here, these are students over here. So the students can jab each other because of the talmidim. But they're not going to jab Hillel. They're not going to tell Hillel, hey, mazu. They just asked Hillel respectfully, what type of Qurban is that? They didn't say it to him in a derogatory way, because Hillel can argue on their rabbi. Hillel's the master. He can argue on Shammai. But when it came to the student went after him and said, hey, mazu simicha. He went after him in the halakha itself. Okay, that's Tosfot and Masechet Hagigah. In any event, Gemara continues. Tanya, we have a braita. Amru lahem betelel lebet shamay. Now betelel comes along now and is going to argue, give a good argument to bet shamay. The following argument: Uma bimkom she'asur lehedyot. And what in a case that it's asur for a commoner? Mutal legavoa, but it's permissible for Hashem, which means Shabbat. On Shabbat, can a person cook? No. Our table on Shabbat's got to be set from before Shabbat. You can't cook, you can't prepare food on Shabbat. However, can you bring korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat? Yes. You can. So Hillel's argument was like this. If in a place where it's asur for personal, but it's still permissible for gavoa, Makom shemutal lehedyot on Yom Tov, where it's permissible for us to cook, en odin shemutal legavoa. Certainly, it should be permissible for gavoa, which means his argument over here is on the korban ola. You Shammaya saying you can't bring a korban ola on Yom Tov, ola treiya, mandatory ola. Why not? I'll bring you a kavahomer from Shabbat. If on Shabbat where personal is asud, but still you can bring for gavoa. Here on Yom Tov, where personal is okay, you mean you could cook. Or the more so for Hashem, you can bring a korban ola. This is a strong argument. Amru lahem bet shamay. Bet shamay says, no. It's no argument. I'll refute it. How? Nedarim v'nedavot yochichu. I'll refute you from nedarim, from vows, and nedavot, donations. Shemutal lehidyot. Well, again, Yom Tov. Can a person eat? Can a person cook? Yes. Va'asu legavoa. But you agree, betelel, you can't bring a neder and a dedaba on Yom Tov. So therefore you see your argument is not 100%. Because on Yom Tov where you're allowed to cook, but could you bring a neder and a dedaba on Yom Tov? No, neder and a dedaba on Yom Tov you cannot bring according to Beit Hillel. So you see what? That even though you're permissible, but for the gavawa, it's not. So the same thing for Ola. You're bringing a proof from Nedarim and Nedavot. Mal and Nedarim and Nedavot Shem Kavu Lahem Zeman. You know why you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavot? Because they don't have a set time to them. Who says to bring it on the holiday? Bring it before the holiday. Bring it after the holiday. Tomar Be'olat Le'iyah Shekavu Alazman. But Olat Le'iyah, it has a time. Its fixed time is when? On Yom Tov. And therefore, what kind of refutation is that Bet Shammai? You tell me, oh, you see, your argument is not good. You can't bring your darim in a davot. Of course you can't bring your darim in a davot. It's not bound by the time. Bring it before the holiday, bring it after the holiday. But olat le'iyah, that's the zman. Amru lahem bet shamay, avzu en kavua lahem zman. No, olat le'iyah also is not bound by time. Not bound by time, what do you mean? It says, mi shelo hag biyom tov rishon shel hag. Now, a person, let's say, did not bring his korban, hagigah, or for that matter, his olat liyam, the first day of the holiday, chogeg veholeh kol haregel kulo. You have all the days of the holiday to bring it, v'yom tov aharon shel hag, even shemini atzeret, you can bring it. So therefore, what do you see? Hey, Shabbai says, it's also not bound by time. You have a week to bring it. Amru lahem betelel. Betelel says, no, avzu kavua lazman. That's considered bound by time. Ditnan, avar regel velo hag eno hayab b'haruyuto. Once the holiday passes, finish, you lost the korban, you cannot bring it anymore. So therefore, Betelel's argument back is saying, what are you talking about? I'm giving you a solid kal vachomer. I'm telling you, if on Shabbat, that it's asur to cook for yourself, but you could cook for the Beit HaMikdash, and you can bring korbanot, you're told that you can't prepare for yourself, or the mosof Hashem, that's hola. So Beit Shabbat says, oh no, you can't bring your darim in the davot. Again, that doesn't, what do you mean, the darim in the davot? That's because it doesn't have a time to it. But hola has a time. Beit Shabbat says, what are you talking about? Hola doesn't have a time either. You can bring it the whole week. Beit HaLis, that means it has a time, because after that week, it's over. Amru lehem Beit Shammai. So now Beit Shammai goes to a different tactic, and he says, "V'halo kevar nehemar lachem lo legavoa." Wait, the pasuk clearly says that ochel nefesh, cooking and preparing food, is only mutar lachem, for you. And what does the word lachem teach us? Lachem velo legavoa, for you, but you cannot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means only things that are beneficial to man, you can do on Yom Tov. For example, even a Korban Shelamim, there's edibility to man. Who eats part of the Korban Shelamim? The owners. That's considered Lachem. However, Olah, human beings have no part of the Olah. It goes all the way to Hashem. So therefore, Beit Shammai says, all right, I got a biblical source to prove my point. The Torah says, Lachem, you can only do things on Yom Tov that you have an interest in. Lachem v'lo legavoa. That's good proof for Beit Shammai. Amru lahem Betelel. So Betelel comes back and says, no, v'halo kevar ne'emar lahashem. The pasuk says, v'hagotem oto hag lahashem. That you will bring the hagigah, the korban, and then it says the word lahashem. You know what we learned from the word lahashem? Kol de Hashem, anything that's for Hashem, which means even a korban, hola. So Betelel, you want to go with pesukim? I also got a pasuk. So the question is, but what do you do with the word lachem? Betelel. Imken mat tamud omar lachem. It says lachem velo legoyim, lachem velo lekelavim. Betelel will tell you, I'll tell you what lachem is teaching you. The lachem, that the food that you prepare has to be for you, to the exclusion of preparing for the dogs. You can't prepare food for the dogs on Yom Tov. Or for that matter, you can't prepare food for the goyim. And therefore, Betelel says, my lachem, I used already. Don't tell me lachem v'lo legavawa. So therefore, what's my source that you can bring the korban ola? Because it says, v'hagotem odo hag la Hashem.
Why won't they use?
No, Bet Shammai can learn from the Lachem, that teaches me Shelamim and Korbanot that I have can eat, but Olah you don't eat from. Then what's Lachem Velo? How does Bet Shammai know these other the Kedabim and all that? Either he doesn't hold of it, or he has different sources for it. Comes the Gemara and says, so that's basically the proofs of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Abba Shaul Omra B'Lshon Acheret. Abba Shaul had this debate with Bet, brought this debate down to Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, but he had it in a different terminology, different context, exactly. And he said like this: Uma bimkom shekidatcha setuma. This is Bet Hillel talking. And what in a case where your oven is sealed? When is your oven sealed? On Shabbat. Can a person cook on Shabbat? No. So the way he says that is, kiratcha, your oven is sealed. See, in the old days of kira, you were able to open the cavity of the oven, kira, and fit two pots in it. It's big. And therefore they say, a kira, you can be sotem, right? You can close them. In any event, it says on Shabbat where your oven is sealed, kirat rabecha petuha, but the oven of your master is open. Bet the Mikdash is open for business. They bring korbanot on Shabbat. Yeah, don't you bring korban olah, musaf, bimkom shekiratcha petuha? In the case where your oven is open, what is that? Yom Tov, where you're allowed to cook. Eno din shekirat rabecha. Petuha, all the more so, the oven of your master should be opened as well. Therefore, you can bring korbanot, even korban, ola. Vechen bedin. And then he comes along and says, and it makes sense. Why? Shelo yeh shulchancha male veshulchan rabbecha rechan. What do you mean? It's not nice. But your table is going to be filled. You're cooking and all that. But God's table is going to be empty. You're not going to bring the korban, ola. So basically, Bet Hillel is saying a similar argument, just in different terminologies. Which is, in the first argument, his claim was, it's permissible for Gavawa, and a place was permissible, although most of it was permissible for Gavawa. And he's come along with more like, Mashal, your oven is open, your oven is closed. So the Gemara says, what's the basic argument over here? So the Gemara says, there's a nafkamina here. Mor savar nedarim v'nedavot kerevim biyom tov, mor savar en kerevim biyom tov. Gemara says that's a big difference. In the first version, Bet Hillel concedes that nedarim and nedavot cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Because that was Bet Shammai's argument back then. Bet Shammai said, hey, you agree nedarim and nedavot you cannot bring on Yom Tov. And to that Bet Hillel says, yeah, you're right, because that's en kavu alehem zman. So in the first version, Bet Hillel's committed nedarim and nedavot. No, in the second version, however, Bet Hillel didn't restrict himself. Bet Hillel said, if the oven's open for you, the oven's open for God, and your table shouldn't be any different, and there was no back and forth with nedarim and nedavot. Right. That means exactly, according to this opinion of Abba Shaul, even according to Bet Hillel, nedarim and nedavot would be permissible on Yom Tov. So there's a tremendous nafka minah between the two versions. Okay, but it continues. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Ledevre ha-omer, according to the opinion that says nedarim v'nedavot en kerevim biyom tov. Oh, that's the first version, right? That says what? That nedarim v'nedavot you cannot bring on yom tov. Lo tema mideolaita mehzahazu. Don't think for a second that mideolaita really you can. V'rabbananu degazruba, and it's just that the rabbis made a gezerah behu gezerah shem mayasheh. Because they were worried that if you're going to let the guy wait to the holiday, he might push it off to the holiday, and then the holiday is going to become busy, and he's not going to bring it, and then what's going to end up happening? He's going to miss the obligation, right? Which means like this. One opinion said that darim nedavot you cannot bring. So the Gemara hold it. Don't think that midoraita you're allowed to bring it, because she'll say, oh, it's just v'hakotem u'tohag l'Hashem. Maybe Hashem's telling me, called the Hashem. No. I'm what? And the rabbis came along, you'll tell me, and said, but well, we don't want you to bring it on Yom Tov. Rabbinically, why? We don't want you to push it off to the holiday, and then the holiday you're going to get involved, then you're going to forget the Korban. Don't say that. What should you say? Ela afilu mideoraita name lo hazu. even mideoraita, it is indeed asur according to that opinion. Why? Teha sheta lechem. Let's talk about the korban of Shavuot. What did they bring on Shavuot? They baked 2 loaves of bread. That was part of the korban. Dechovat hayom ninu. It's mandatory to bring those loaves on the day of Shavuot. Veleka lemigzar shema yisheh. There's no gezerah that I might delay. You know, delay. Today's the day of the korban. How am I going to delay the korban, right? And what? Ve'enu dochei lo tashabbat ve'lo yom tov. And still, the baking of that bread is not dochei yom tov. When do I have to bake the bread for the Shavuot? Before yom tov, the day before. So you see what? That mid'oraita, something like the nedarim and nedabot, that could have been done before, mid'oraita you don't do it on Yom Tov. What's the proof? Because here you have shtei alechem, that its obligation is on Yom Tov. And there's no gezerah that I might delay and all. And still what are we saying? Yes, you bring it on Yom Tov, so long as it's prepared from before, meaning you bake the bread from before. So what do you see over here? The same thing when it comes to the nedarim and nedavot. Mid'oraita, we do not want you to bring it on the halal, not because of a gezerah. Because I'll show you, even when the gezerah doesn't apply, the Torah tells you, do not bring the shtei alechem. And therefore, the Gemara just wants to clarify, that opinion that says nedarim and nedavot are not brought on Yom Tov, it's mid'oraita. It is not midrabbanan. Let's just read Rashi. Teha shtei alechem, dehatzeret of Shavuot, dechovat hayom hen. Right? Can't bring them before. You can't make a gezerah on these shtalim and say, oh, maybe he's going to delay. What do you delay? You only have one, that's the day to bring it. You can't, there's no obligation to bring it before. Since you could bake them from before Yom Tov, which is much better. The korban chagiga, you have to bring it on the holiday itself. But the shtei alechem, you could bake it from before. So you see clearly from the fact that the shtei alechem, you could have to bake it before. So therefore, also we're going to say that a midoraita, there is it's asur to bring the shilam, to bring the nedarim and nedavot on the holiday, and it's not a rabbinical prohibition. Baruch Amen. Amen.